Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Power Africa today, across the world, across Nigeria, across West Africa, and across Africa. And thanks for joining this session on the Power Africa 2020. That's a virtual event that we have today. So for this session, we're going to be looking at Microsoft Azure. How Microsoft Azure is empowering everyone. I hope you guys can hear me. Can I get some kind of confirmation that I'm being heard? Okay, great. Okay, so this particular session, I'm just going to be giving like a very high-level view, a 360 degrees view of Azure. I know almost everybody has heard of Azure before. So what I will try to do is to make sure I point out some of the interesting parts of Azure that we might not know about. I like to call it the "if you don't know, now you know" session. That's what this session is about. So I'm going to be focusing on how the Azure platform is empowering everyone to do their best work, to do their best bit of work, and to innovate in their different spaces. So that's what I'll be covering in this session. My name is Koladi Kehinde. I'm a senior Microsoft customer engineer, and I cover Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And today I'll just be walking us through the different parts of Azure that can empower us and that can help us do our best work. So Microsoft Azure. Azure is Microsoft's cloud offering that helps us to have access to cloud-based resources, both infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and all these different services that we have in Azure. So as Microsoft as a company, the vision is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more, basically to empower everybody, not just for the tech bros or for the technology guys and people around the world, but for everybody, irrespective of what your business is, irrespective of what you're doing as a person. Microsoft has come up with the Azure Cloud to empower you and to give you leverage in terms of automating your business processes, making it more efficient, and providing a platform to help you take your business and take your business activities to the next level. That is what the Microsoft Azure platform is about, empowering everybody. So what are some of the offerings? I'm just going to go through some of the things that we have in Azure as a cloud service. So Microsoft Azure, it has different components to it. It has the infrastructure as a service, the platform as a service, and software as a service. Infrastructure as a service for organizations that still want to run their VMs, they still want to set up their networks, they still want to manage their own storage account, they still want to have a level of control over what they do and over the infrastructure that runs their platforms and the services that they expose to their users. So Microsoft Azure provides that. So it gives you a reliable infrastructure that you can build on to have something that is robust and something that is reliable for your own platforms and solutions and apps and containers to run on and reliably what provide your services to your customers. Also, we have the PaaS platform, which is the platform as a service whereby we have all this particular set of resources in Azure that helps you to take your apps and design and helps you take your solutions to the next level without you bothering about the infrastructure. So as developers, as technology related people, all you focus on is what's innovating. Innovating by what? Building solutions, innovating by creating new things instead of focusing on the infrastructure. So on Azure Cloud, we have those cloud services that give you those platform as a service resources on Azure that you can use to what? To deploy your applications without worrying too much about infrastructure. I call it the quick, fast way to go from development to production. And also on the Microsoft Azure platform, on the cloud services, we have the software as a service for organizations that are unwilling to even create any kind of application or any kind of solutions before they can run their business. So the software as a service comes as a packaged software delivered to you in the cloud and made available to you globally, irrespective of where your workers are, where your staffs are. And nowadays, with the COVID situation we have this year, there's need for everybody to work remotely. With the software as a service, it gives organizations that want to allow their staffs to work remotely, work from anywhere around the world, gives them that opportunity to do that so that they can work efficiently. They don't have to be in a particular physical location before they can work. They don't have to rely on infrastructure that is exposed to different kind of environmental conditions and on certain environmental requirements before they can run their business. Their business can run anytime, anywhere, for their users, for their staffs, and for everybody that allows their business to function in the way they want it, so that they can achieve their goals and their objectives. So that's what the Microsoft Azure platform is about: infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service. And I'll jump into the next slide where I give examples of these different services and resources that we have in Azure. This is for the infrastructure as a service and the platform as a service. Now we have different resources in Azure that can help you with your platform as a service, with your infrastructure as a service. We have things like the edge devices, which are the new set of what resources that Microsoft is deploying on Azure to help users that are willing to have a little bit of control over the infrastructure that they run, but at the same time, they want to enjoy the reliability of running their platforms in Azure. With things like Azure Stack Hub, I'll still jump deeper into it later in my slide, Azure Stack Edge, Azure Sphere, Azure Kinect, and HoloLens for people that are into gaming that want to design virtual reality experience for their users. And it brings us also to the serverless resources that we have in Azure. We have web apps. That is one part I love a lot about Azure. Web apps, whereby you can easily deploy your app in a cloud-hosted environment without worrying about the underlying infrastructure, the underlying storage. You just do what to write your code, push it through CI/CD pipelines, and you have them in a cloud environment that is robust, that can give you business continuity, give you disaster recovery, give you security, and all these things out of the box without you worrying about them. So we have different kind of technologies that our web apps support. We do Python, Java, Ruby on Rails, Django, you're doing Python, you're doing all these different technologies is supported in the web. And if you, for example, you don't even have some of your technologies, maybe you run some legacy application, you can put them in your containers and also run them on the Azure web apps. So also we have the Azure mobile apps for your mobile apps. You want to do Xamarin apps, you want to do your React Native app to connect to backends, you can also do it and deploy it in Azure. We also have mixed reality. Then brings us towards to containers. You want to run your container workload irrespective of what you want to run in the cloud. You have container instances and container platforms on Azure, which is provided as a platform as a service. So you don't need to worry about installing Docker or installing Kubernetes yourself. All these resources are available as a platform as a service. We also have events and integration for people that want to do event gathering in a central place. We have several different platform as a service resources in Azure that gives you that environment to run your event based integrations. You also have databases, irrespective of the kind of database technology you want to run, MS SQL Server, you want to run on blockchain workloads, you want to run your MySQL database, Cosmos DB, MongoDB, and all these different kind of database technologies are also supported. We have analytics from Azure Snaps, which I'll be focusing on a little while in a couple of slides that I have. We also have AI and machine learning, Internet of Things, IoT. IoT is blowing up now. Every device that you have out there can basically have an IoT device to help monitor. You have your doors at home, you have your lights, all these different IoT devices can also what integrate with the Azure platform for you to what make use of the Azure platform. Then we have the media for your media streaming for people that want to do things like also Azure Batch. You want to process a lot of things in your application. You want to build things that require long-running processes. You can use the Azure Batch for it. And it brings us down to the infrastructure part where you have compute, you have networking, storage, security, and identity, which is the infrastructure as a service that we have in Azure. So you want to host your own workload. You want to have a level of security. You want to set up your own network. You want to set up your own firewall and all these different resources by yourself. You want to control it. You can also do that on the Azure app, on the Azure platform. This then brings us to what? To the SaaS part. Foyin was talking about a lot about Power Apps, talking about a lot about having platforms whereby you don't have to write too much code and you still can create apps. Azure also supports those kind of apps, including things like your Power Platform and Office 365 and Dynamics 365 as the software as a service offering that we have in Azure. So the software as a service that we have in Azure includes these three sets of resources on Azure that we use for helping users make use of the Azure platform. Now, a little bit of some things you might not know about. I want to jump into some set of resources. I know a lot of people are familiar with the conventional infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service. We use it every day, from the web apps to containers to databases to VMs to networks to firewalls to load balancers and all these different resources. But I just want to use opportunity to mention some of the things you probably were not familiar with. The first one here is what the Azure Digital Twins. And this is a very interesting technology that Microsoft has come up with and has onboarded on the Azure platform for everybody to use. Azure Digital Twins is a platform as a service offering that enables the creation of knowledge graphs based on what digital models of entire environment. What does that mean? That's a lot of grammar. What basically that means is you can create models of your what of your environment. You have a factory, you can create a model of it. You have a building, you can create a model of it. You have a farm for people that are into agriculture, for people that are into energy, for people that run railway systems, stadiums, and big events. You have big public events and you want to what model these environments and try and use insights to understand how activities and how different things happen within the space of that environment. You can use Azure Digital Twins to model these environments, and Azure Digital Twins will give you what insights into this model. Say for example, you have 1 million people attend an event and you want to understand how people have what interact with different parts of the component that are in that particular event, or you want to simulate a model afterwards to find a way to make the event more efficient and better for people to what to attend in later editions that you'll be coming up with. Azure Digital Twins helps you with this. It helps you to what to give these insights, to get these insights from the data from your environment. So it might be something you don't know about. It is available on the Azure platform. We also have the Azure Blueprint. And this is one that I like a lot because I like talking about DevOps a lot, and I like talking about automating environment from right from the project management when they do all the requirement gathering down to when the application is actually deployed into production and when it is supported. So Azure Blueprint gives us that particular environment that allows us to architect everything that has to do with our infrastructure. So it allows us to do design things like all the requirement, the compliance requirement, the organizational requirement, the technology requirement. If you are designing maybe a platform as a service application that has to be maybe restricted to some set of users, you can what use the Azure Blueprint to what to create these rules, to create the policies, to create what the templates. A lot of time people ask me, what is the difference between ARM templates and Azure Blueprint? And I tell you, and that's why I have this diagram here to just highlight that Azure Blueprint what covers all these different areas in terms of AI templates. You can have it in there, your resource groups, your Azure policies, all these different components are what you can then architect with what your Azure blueprint. So if you are an enterprise architect, you are a solution provider, and you are looking at creating models and creating a one view of your whole infrastructure and solution you are looking at delivering, you can use the Azure blueprint. So it might be something you don't know about. You can start them leveraging that today. Then brings us to what the Azure computer vision, where we use things like technology to what to produce insights into our data. So we use an AI service that analyzes content in what in images and video, because we have a lot of millions of images and videos that are being generated every day. So how do we get insights into this data that we are generating, this rich amount of data? You can use what the Azure computer vision. We include things like the text extraction, the OCR, to image understanding. Then the spatial analysis. I'm going to be talking about one organization that have used this spatial analysis to come up with a very brilliant product to help, especially in this time when we have COVID and where we are observing social distancing. So we have the spatial analysis platform as a service functionality that is part of the what Azure Computer Vision, which is a whole product that Microsoft is exposing as a cognitive services offering on Azure. Then we go to the Azure Snap Analytics. What this part helps us with is data warehousing and unmatched time to insights. So you have huge data sitting on in a SQL database somewhere on premise or in a cloud environment or other third-party cloud environment. You have device data that are coming in from IoT devices. You even have data coming in from your software as a service, from your OT65, from your power apps. You design power apps maybe to send data to Cosmos DB. All these data are coming in, but you need to get insights about them. This is what Azure Snap Analytics helps you with. It gives you that one-stop shop where you can what manage the integration of your data into a central place. You can manage the data, you can monitor the data, you can provide proper security to the data, and you can now run analytics on this data, either using SQL analytics engines or using the Spark analytics engine. And you can also warehouse this data using the Azure Data Lake storage. So it's a one-stop shop for your data needs. You want to ingest data, you want to manage data, you want to gain insights. Most particularly, you have AI models that can help you get insights into your data. The Azure Snap Analytics is the platform as a service offering that Microsoft has produced out there for us to do that. And you can also inject your data into Power BI. And that's one great integration when you use these Azure resources. There's an end-to-end feel from when you generate the start of the platform to the end, whereby you have a one-stop shop in Azure to give you that one user experience that enables you and that empowers your business, irrespective of what your business is. So you've ingested the data into Azure Snaps. It has been analyzed. You've run analytics engines on them. You've warehoused them. Then you want to get insights into them. You can use your Power BI to view this particular insight. People used to say before that content is king, but now data is king, and not just data that is sitting somewhere that you don't have insight into. It is data that you have properly analyzed and you have insights and understanding of the trend and what the usage of your platform and of usage and how people are making use of the services you are arranging to better grow your business. That is what the whole Azure Snap Analytics thing is about. Then this brings us to what the Azure IoT. IoT is everywhere, Internet of Things, whereby you want to monitor everything. Some few months ago, I had a session with I had a workshop where I had a lot of people attend, and we were talking about IoT, and it was amazing the amount of things that people are doing with IoT now. We've heard of the popular ones like Cortana. We've heard of Cortana integrating to your IoT device and giving you insight into how your devices are working and gives you an heads up on how to what to better optimize your environment. Then we have other kind of IoT devices also. We have industry solution accelerators. So on Azure, we have different offerings for IoT. We have the one that is just your infrastructure as a service. So if you want to run your IoT device and you still want to what run your own application to get this data, you can do that in Azure. But if you want a full platform as a service, you can also have that with things like Azure IoT Central, Azure Security Center for IoT, and all these different platforms are available for you on Azure for you to what integrate your IoT data. Then we also expose a lot of APIs and platforms to developers, for developers to use this IoT device. It includes things like the IoT Hub, IoT Edge, and it can also integrate with things like Azure Map and Digital Twin. So it is just not one set of tools that most people expose. It is a complete set of tools that you can take and you can use what to produce your IoT experience from end to end. Say you want to monitor your data centers, you want to monitor your farm, you want to monitor the weather around your wind turbines. We're going to be looking at example of organization using it for things like that in the later slides. Now, this is something you might not know about. So end-to-end monitoring of your IoT devices, Azure gives you that platform for it. And then we come to the what Azure Stack portfolio. So over the years, a lot of organizations, because of regulatory requirements and compliance requirements, they are not allowed to deploy their application into the cloud. So what has Microsoft done and what have Microsoft done with Azure to make those should not leave those kind of customers out or leave those kind of businesses out? Microsoft came up with the Azure Stack portfolio that gives you this hybrid setup for you to run your apps both on-premise and in the cloud and on your edge environment so that you can what run your own infrastructure with the power of Azure. So you're not just running your environment by yourself with your own infrastructure, managing everything by yourself. No, you're running your environment using the infrastructure that Azure is providing, either on your own premise or in the cloud or in your edge server. So you have another data center somewhere for disaster recovery purposes that you want to separate from your present premise. You can do that with the Azure Stack portfolio, which is the Azure Stack Edge, the Azure Stack HCI, and the Azure Stack Hub, which brings us to the Azure Arc. So you want to have that experience, you know, when we start, the Azure started over 10 years ago, a lot of people came on board, but there are some people, like I said earlier, that were a bit left out. So what did Microsoft do? Microsoft had created this Azure Arc platform that would help you to unlock new hybrid scenarios by bringing Azure services and management to your infrastructure, irrespective of where your infrastructure is, including if you want to run data service, Azure SQL database on-premise, you can do that. Your Postgres database, you can run it on-premise. All the Azure management and compliance and governance that is available on the public cloud, you can also leverage it on your premise by using what? The Azure Arc. So the Azure Arc is a platform that you can use within your environment to what to make use of Azure within your on-premise environment and helps you to manage all these different parts of your application. And it also includes things like DevOps. I have customers that have been saying, okay, they want to have things like their DevOps pipeline set up in their on-premise environment, and they also want to what to leverage the capabilities of the cloud. You can put your DevOps cloud in there. For also, you want to put your things like AKS. You've seen customers that say, we want to run our AKS cluster on-premise. AKS cluster on-premise. You can do that with what Azure Arc, whereby leveraging Azure Arc to what to deploy these resources on-premise. Azure gives us a lot of choice and a lot of flexibilities. We support different applications, different platforms from Node.js to Python to Java. And being a DevOps engineer myself, I've integrated a lot of different platforms with Azure, irrespective of the technology you're using. You can integrate with Azure, irrespective of the databases and middlewares that you're building your solution on or that your architecture what is based on. You can what use Azure to to deploy them and to serve your what? Your customers. Like we all know, Azure, we are in 60 plus regions worldwide, and we have high connection from different data centers around the world, over 160 miles of fiber and subsea cables that we have created to provide high network bandwidth from different data centers around the world, and also our edge locations. We have over 170 edge sites, so that if you want to deploy your resources close to your customers, we were working with the Microsoft customers some few weeks back, and most of your customers were, you know, a part of the world that Azure did not have a lot of data centers. What did we do? We deployed what? Some of their solutions to those edge sites to help them what? Leverage Azure resources, basically. So that's what we did with the Azure capabilities and the availability globally. We have them in North America and all these different edge sites to help everybody that wants to deploy their solution, irrespective of where you are and irrespective of what you want to deploy, will have access to all these resources. Azure itself is supported by a lot of Fortune 500 companies globally. I cannot start counting them. There are a lot of them out there that are leveraging Azure to deploy their infrastructure, especially in this time where we are doing social distancing and everybody's working remotely. A lot of organizations have jumped on the Azure cloud to help them deliver their solutions to their staffs and to their what, to their customers and end users. So right now we're going to see some interesting stories of the way different organizations or with different companies globally have been able to what, leverage Azure to drive innovation within their business and to help even the community and to help the world at large be a better place for everybody. So I'm going to be jumping through some of those stories to help us see how Azure can empower every one of us. So there's this company called DNA Stack. What they did was they use a combination of what Azure resources to develop a infrastructure that helps them to analyze genomic data, and they called it what, COVID Cloud. So they have a cloud infrastructure that is leveraging resources in Azure, like the Azure Machine Learning, the Azure Databricks, the Azure Database for Postgres, and they use the Azure Kubernetes Service for their applications. So their researchers and scientists can quickly analyze data that is coming out of their different labs globally and all their partner medical laboratories globally. So they get this data and use the Azure Machine Learning to analyze this data and get insights into the data to help quicken the process of actually getting the vaccines that are now coming out now, that we are now seeing from different organizations globally. So the COVID cloud was built on what? Azure Machine Learning, Azure Databricks that provided data analytics and AI optimized data to supporting what? The diverse platform and frameworks that the engineers, the scientists, the researchers were using to what? To quickly understand the COVID virus itself. They use it to understand it, and they used to build a solution for it so that we can now have a vaccine to help solve this particular problem. So you can see how they've leveraged Azure Machine Learning to help solve this particular problem by using these Azure resources. So we can see implementation of Azure resources for scientists and for researchers. Which brings me to the next one. A technology solution company, NEC, they've used the Azure Spatial Analysis to also what, provide insights into how we can do what, social distancing better, especially in the workplace, especially in public places like restaurants and malls. They've designed a solution that leverage the spatial analysis platform as a service on Azure to design a solution that enables you to what, to design models that can help keep people safe in this time of what, that we need social distancing. And it even goes far beyond that. The computer vision, which the spatial analysis is based on, can also be used for different implementation, for counting people coming into stadiums, for social distancing, like I mentioned, and for entry and exit, to understand how people are maybe making use of a mall or making use of a public place. So this is another implementation of some of the resources that we have in Azure to help what? Create solutions, intelligent solutions, using this spatial analysis to help organizations properly what? Maintain a workplace, a safe workplace environment. Which brings us to this particular innovation that Farmers Edge has done. So Farmers Edge is a farm management company. What they do is they take data from different organizations globally and use the Azure IoT, the Azure Machine Learning and AI to analyze this data and give best results to farmers on the best way to actually go through their agricultural process. So what am I trying to say? They have data coming in from farms globally. They take that data and they use Azure IoT to gather the data from the different farms. Then they use Azure Machine Learning and AI to analyze this data, so that they can even take decisions of how do you apply chemicals to your produce, to the plants that you have. How do you, when do you grow a particular seed? What time of day should you provide this kind of treatment for the plants that you have grown? So all this machine learning and AI data help them provide more insight into what the data they have collected to say, okay, the people that have implemented their farm in this way, or maybe that has grown this particular kind of crop at this time of the year, they saw this so amount of growth. So those kind of analysis, the Azure Machine Learning and AI was able to provide insights into this, their data. And their CEO was saying it has been amazing. That's given them an absolute optimization of how to even grow their seeds. And day to day, they are making better decisions on how to run the agricultural system based on these data insights. Traffic safety with Azure IoT. A company in Germany partnered with another solution company, and they were able to use Azure IoT to produce a solution that will keep people safe on the highway. So there was a huge percentage of people that were facing challenges with using the highway, especially during winter periods where there's a lot of snow and driving visibility is very low. You can't see road signs. You can't see stop signs very well. So what these two companies did, the Bosch company in Germany and N-Drive in the Netherlands, they came together and built a solution using Azure IoT to gather data from highways, so that when they detect any car or any vehicle driving against traffic, they can alert all the vehicles on that path that there's somebody driving against traffic, and that can what give them a safe environment for everybody to know that, okay, there's somebody driving against traffic, you need to be careful and drive slowly so that you don't have an head-on collision. Because over time in the European Union, there's been a lot of incidences where people drive against traffic and it has led to collision, which has been very literally led to a lot of fatal accidents. So they came up with a solution using the Azure IoT on different highways across Europe to gather this data. So this data are ingested into the Azure Event Hub and analyzed. So when they observe that somebody is driving against traffic, every other road users on that path are instantly informed. There was a solution they were using before. The solution took like 6-7 minutes before they can inform the other road users that there's somebody driving against traffic. But with Azure IoT and the Azure Event Hub, using the machine learning platform as a service that offerings that we have in Azure, they were able to reduce that time from minutes to seconds. So that's another very, very interesting and fantastic use of the Azure platform. Also, renewable energy production with Azure Digital Twins. So this company in Korea, they were able to use the Azure Digital Teams to understand how their wind turbines are generating power, generating energy. So what they did was they used Azure Digital Teams to model those environments, so that the data that now comes out from there, they were able to gain insights from the data to help determine the best way to run their wind turbines. the best way to design their wind turbines, the best way to place them, at what time of the year should they run it in a particular direction, and when it is maybe winter or summer, they can decide to what to run in the particular way to get the best energy production from these wind turbines. So they used Azure Digital Twins to model these their turbines that were scattered around vast piece of land in Korea. And at the end of the day, the data and insights that came from these turbines, they used the Azure Digital Twins to gain insights into them, and they were used to produce more efficient energy production for the organization. So that's another very brilliant use of the Azure platform, which brings me to this last one that I have here: designing an anti-bullying system with Azure. So a school in Brazil, what they did was they used Azure Bot Service and using the language integration service in Azure to design a bot that helps students to get help when they have problems with bullying within the school environment. So they were able to leverage the Azure Bot Service that the kids and the students in the school could interact with to get better insight to how they can help solve the problem of bullying, and they can help reduce bullying within the school premises. And they testified to it. At the end of the day, they were able to reduce the number of bullying issues they had because students had the bot service to integrate with to do reporting and to get help when they're having issues with bullying within the school environment. Now, I've mentioned the law of resources. I've mentioned platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, Azure machine learning, AI, data warehouse, and all these resources, different resources that I've mentioned. And everybody's like, how do I even get started? How do I know where to start? What do I need to do? How do I even get ideas? I run a business. How do I get ideas of how to use the Azure resources to better innovate? And what I always advise everybody to do is to go to this place. To get started with Azure platform, there's this AzureChat.com class solution. I'll share the links with everybody later if you are interested in that. Lists all the different resources that we have in Azure and where you can get different ideas and templates on how to get started. You want to use Azure App Service, you want to use Azure Databricks, you want to use Snaps, you want to use the virtual machine skill set, and AKS containers, you want to use DevOps. All these different templates are available on this place to get you started. So you want to have ideas of how to get started, you want to build a solution, you want to know the set of Azure resources that you need to get the solution working and to get it working in an optimal way, you can get started from here. And one interesting thing about this place is you can also get stories of how people have done it in the past. So you get hands-on experience from people that have used these different Azure resources to automate their business processes. You can get insights from there for you to get started on your solution building journey. And that brings us to the end of my session. And thank you everybody for joining in on this session. Do you have any question?
What a fantastic talk. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Yeah, I think it's really important to note that we live in an era with boundless opportunity, and with the cloud, especially with Azure, we now have the ability to solve problems in ways that weren't even possible just a few years ago. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's take a look at some of the comments that we have in the stream. Planning to take my PL 900 Microsoft exam this week. I'd like to be a part of this conference. In response to that, some of you have been asking about how to prep for the PL 900 exam. And a great way to do just that is to go to aguidetocloud.com. The link to the specific resources is at the bottom of your screen now. This will give you a guided self-paced overview of the various tools within the platform and hopefully prepare you for that exam. Any other questions that we'd like to look at from YouTube? David G is asking, where do I go to create a Power Platform user group in my region? Well, before you start one, you really have to think about what platform resonates with the people within your respective regions. It could be WhatsApp, it could be LinkedIn group, it could be Telegram. Whatever is accessible is what will work for your group. And you really need to try and incentivize and talk to them about the new skills that they will learn to get people to engage thoroughly. And once that is set up, feel free to reach out to us and we'll try and amplify that group for you. Also, don't forget to connect with us and engage with us on Twitter using the hashtag PowerAfrica. We really want to hear from you guys. We really want to hear about the various tools and the ways that you are using to upskill people in your respective regions.